These civilians have been killed by a U.S. airstrike in eastern Parwan province of Afghanistan. American forces bombed their village after they were ambushed by the Taliban. Most of the victims are women and children. Several copies of the Holy Quran were also burned during the operation. All these have been filmed by this fact-finding team. Their assignment is now over, and they're back in Kabul with disturbing findings.
In all, 10 houses have been completely destroyed in this airstrike, and 12 civilians have been martyred. 4 others have been wounded.
The U.S. military men regret the deaths of these civilians, but they say it was not a U.S.-led operation. Afghan forces themselves were on the lead. The investigators, however, rejected this statement. To them, it was an uncoordinated raid.
We talked to all government officials about this attack there, but they were not informed about the raid at all. The governor of Parwan learned about what happened there at 8 in the morning after U.S. forces left the area.
So both sides blame each other for the tragedy. And the only thing all agree on is that civilian deaths are rapidly rising in this country. Afghans blame all warring parties for civilian deaths. These young Afghans gathered to condemn a recent Taliban attack on a popular Lebanese restaurant here in Kabul. About 21 civilians were killed in this deadly bombing, including 13 foreign nationals, most of whom were aid workers. The government here has strongly condemned all recent attacks on civilians, but President Karzai seems much more outraged about US-led airstrikes and has demanded a quick end to such raids on Afghan homes. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.